Hello gamers, and welcome to the Negative World Nintendoomed Depression Cast, the place where we tell you the unvarnished truth about the state of the games industry, and especially about how the dream is over, Nintendo is about to go third party, and all our childhood dreams are about to be crushed into dust. It's bad. This is episode 11. I deleted the previous 10 episodes from the server on the advice of my therapist, though I think she was wrong about that because I feel even worse now. Maybe you can still stream them via the Wayback Machine, but I'm too sad to look. My name's Chris. It's true, I had a Sega Genesis. I hope you won't hold it against me, but I'm sure you probably do. I'd like to start by thanking Dr. Finkenstein and Ninsagi for featuring my podcast on their more popular podcast. I guess people like good news more than the truth. I can't change that. I'm trying to focus on the things I can change. With me this week is Anand. You might remember him from that thread where he talked shit about Mega Man. His name is pronounced Anand, so be sure to get it right.
Thanks for having me, Chris. I don't really hate all Mega Man games, though. And it's actually pronounced Anand.
I refer you to my previous statement.
Okay. Okay.
Also joining me is Mr. Mustache, who hates women.
That's not true at all. In fact, quite the contrary, actually.
First order of business. The Wii U numbers are terrible. Rayman got moved to September. Miyamoto just did an interview where he said video games are not art. And that guy from Brawl in the Family just wrote an article that overtook White Knuckle Scorin as the most popular article on Negative World. Is this the end of the line for Nintendo? Since it's incontrovertible at this point, I'm going to mark you both down for yes, we're all doomed.
No, wait, man. I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter over the past few days. I've already got 40 hours on this thing. It's been out for a week. Also, LEGO City Undercover is getting rave reviews. It just came out, and the trailer looks great. I haven't played it myself yet, but I'm going to have a great time with that.
Yeah, the trailer looks good, but then you'll play through it and enjoy it and maybe laugh a little bit, but then it'll be over. And then what will you do? You'll have nothing left to play. And then you'll have to examine all the failures of your life, maybe start drinking.
No way, Chris. It's not like that. First of all, I don't think my life's a failure. I've done a lot of exciting things, got a great relationship with my wife, we've moved to a new place, we've got lots of games to keep me going. I think you're sort of projecting a lot of things here.
Yeah, that whole projecting argument, that old canard. Look, I've heard it all before. One man's projecting is another man's not projecting. Just face the truth here. Nintendo is doomed, and they're going to take us all down with them, one by one.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, there were a couple of bad months, which kind of sucks, but that's really par for the course for any new system. And I'm sure that Nintendo will eventually deliver us some great games. I mean, look at the GameCube and the N64. Those systems had terrible droughts, but, you know, the libraries still hold up to this day.
Oh, I wish for the days of the GameCube. Back when everyone knew the future of Nintendo was sound, and the success of the Wii was just around the corner, that was a golden age compared to today.
Actually, everyone used to say that Nintendo was doomed back then, too. They were convinced that Nintendo was going to go third party like Sega. Things really haven't changed that much.
Every day is one day closer to the end of Nintendo, though. You can't really argue with the simple mathematics of that.
Maybe.
Doomsday is coming, and every day, that day gets a little closer.
Can't really argue with that, I guess.
But that doesn't mean...
Thank you for listening to the Negative World Nintendoom Depression Cast. That's all the time we have for today, but I just want you to remember what we all agreed on at the end, that Nintendo is doomed, every day brings us one step closer to that doom, and there's nothing we can do about it but scream as the train flies off the rails and our bodies are strewn all about a field somewhere near Kyoto. I never know how to end these things. Goodbye.